For long periods of time, it was, I said. Meantime, there were fender benders and hit and runs and burglaries and dope and the occasional homicide. The look of disappointment on Ned's face made me feel bad, as if I'd let him down. Ridiculous, I suppose, but true. Then something occurred to me. I can remember one bull session about it. It was at the picnic, Phil Candleton finished. Labor Day picnic. That's what you're thinking about, right? I nodded. 1979. The old Academy soccer field down by Redfern Stream. We all liked the Labor Day picnic a lot better than the one on the 4th of July, partly because it was a lot closer to home and the men who had families could bring them, but mostly because it was just us, just Troop D. The Labor Day picnic really was a picnic. Phil put his head back against the boards of the barracks and laughed. Man, I'd almost forgotten about it. We talked about that damn yonder Buick kid and just about nothing else. The more we talked, the more we drank. My head ached for 2 days after. Huddy said, that picnic's always a good time. You were there last summer, weren't you, Ned? Summer before last, Ned said. Before Dad died. He was smiling. That tire swing that goes out over the water, Paul Loving fell out of it and sprained his knee. We all laughed at that, Eddie as loud as the rest of us. A lot of talk, not one single conclusion, I said. But what conclusions could we draw? Only one, really. When the temperature goes down inside that shed, things happen. Except even that turned out not to be a hard and fast rule. Sometimes, especially as the years went by, the temperature would go down a little, then rebound. Sometimes that humming noise would start, and then it would stop again, just cut out as if someone pulled the plug on a piece of electrical equipment. Ennis disappeared with no light show, and Jimmy the Gerbil disappeared after a humongous light show, and Rosalind didn't disappear at all. Did you put her back into the Buick? Ned asked. Nah, Phil said. This is America, kid. No double jeopardy. Rosalind lived the rest of her life upstairs in the common room, I said. She was 3 or 4 when she died. Tony said that was a fairly normal lifespan for a gerbil. Did more things come out of it? Out of the Buick? Yes, but you couldn't correlate the appearance of those things with... What sort of things? What about the bat? Did my father ever get around to dissecting it? Can I see it? Are there pictures, at least? Was it... Whoa, hold on, I said, raising my hand. Eat a sandwich or something. Chill out. He picked up a sandwich and began to nibble, his eyes looking at me over the top. For just a moment he made me think of Rosalind the gerbil turning to look into the lens of the video camera, eyes bright and whiskers twitching. Things appeared from time to time, I said. And from time to time things... Living things would disappear. Frogs, a butterfly, a tulip right out of the pot it was growing in. But you couldn't correlate the chill, the hum, or the light shows with either the disappearances or what your dad called the Buick's miscarriages. Nothing really correlates. The chill is pretty reliable. There's never been one of those fireworks displays without a preceding temperature drop. But not every temperature drop means a display. You see what I mean? I think so, Ned said. Clouds don't always mean rain, but you don't get rain without them. I couldn't have put it more neatly, I said. Huddy tapped Ned on the knee. You know how folks say there's an exception to every rule? Well, in the case of the Buick, we got about one rule and a dozen exceptions. The driver himself is one, you know, the guy in the black coat and the black hat. He disappeared, but not from the vicinity of the Buick. Can you say that for sure? Ned asked. It startled me. For a boy to look like his father is natural. To sound like his father, too, but for a moment there, Ned's voice and looks combined to make something more than a resemblance. Nor was I the only one who felt that. Shirley and Archie exchanged an uneasy glance. "What do you mean?" I asked him.